now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster.
A very good morning to you, Jaden Forster. How are you?
Good, thank you, PT. A very good morning to you, and what a fantastic morning it is if you're a fan of Neighbours, because about 9 hours ago this morning, the big announcement came through that Neighbours is coming back. It's returning to our screens next year, 2023, with brand new episodes on Channel 10 right here in Australia. And Amazon Prime, or the freebie app for Amazon over in the UK and the US. Massive, massive news that somehow they managed to keep under wraps until about 9 hours or so ago this morning. And I'm told only three members of the cast actually knew about it. Susan, Dr. Carl and Toadie were the only ones who knew about this news before it broke. Everybody else is literally finding out about it this morning. And I know a couple of cast members who are still unsure as to whether or not they're actually going to return. But yeah, massive news for everybody this morning. And those three cast members, Susan, Dr. Carl and Toadie, were the ones who made the announcement in a video that's been uploaded to the Neighbours social media accounts. Have a listen to a little bit of how that announcement unfolded on social media.
Carl, Toadie, have you heard the news?
What news?
We're coming back on Amazon Freebie.
Hey, we're coming back!
Neighbours, yeah, everybody loves good neighbours.
You're not going to get me to sing on breakfast radio, oh, PT,
come on.
So stop trying. But it is massive news. They are obviously very clearly excited. I know a lot of people will be sitting here listening to us this morning and probably rolling their eyes and thinking, oh, who cares? Well, fans of Neighbours care. They really care, especially those diehard supporters who campaigned and lobbied really hard for Neighbours to return. And obviously the cast and the crew, they really care, because now they're going to have an opportunity to go back next year and start doing what they were doing before it was all sort of snatched away from them again. So massive news this morning for fans of Neighbours, massive news for everybody who's involved with the show. Probably the best outcome they could have asked for. We'll sit back and we'll wait and see how it develops from here.
And that's all we've got time for now. We'll be back next week with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Jaden Forster, Jay Leno, recovering in hospital after suffering serious burns in a car fire.
Yeah, he's lucky to be alive. And quite frankly, I think if a friend wasn't around to help him at the time, the outcome could have been very, very different. For anybody who is unaware, Jay Leno, obviously the famous former talk show host and comedian, he was at home in his garage earlier in the week. He's a mad car collector. He's got like 150 sort of vintage cars. And he was working on one of them, a steam car from like the very early 1900s. If you've seen videos of him sort of with this particular car on YouTube, it sort of always looked a little bit risky in my mind from way before this particular incident. I think it might have been an accident waiting to happen. But nonetheless, he was working on this car, and however it happened, there was sort of a fuel leak apparently, and he was fixing a clogged fuel line at the time, and that sparked a fire, and he ended up being sprayed with like steaming hot gasoline, leaving him with very serious burns, second and third degree burns to his face and his neck and his chest and hands as well. But it appears that the parts of the face that you worry about, the eye and the ear, are perfectly fine, which is great news. He's had surgery so far. He'll have another procedure over the weekend. This is all to do with sort of restoring the skin so it can heal properly. And it looks like he's going to make a full recovery, hopefully. So fingers crossed. Could have been very, very different.
Absolutely. Olivia Newton-John, to wrap things up today, to be honoured at the American Music Awards on Sunday.
Yeah, this is great. Very appropriate given how synonymous her name was with the AMAs. She won 10 American Music Awards over the years, and pop star Pink is the one who has been tapped to pay tribute to Olivia at the AMAs on Sunday. She's going to be performing this sort of special tribute package for our Livy. This is all at the Microsoft Theatre over in Los Angeles. So it'll be a big day for Pink, who'll be stepping up there to pay tribute for Olivia. And also a very big day for Lionel Richie, who'll be honoured with the Icon Award. So two big icons being honoured at the AMAs on Sunday.
Jaden Forster, as always, great to catch up with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Have a cracking weekend, a great week ahead, and we'll talk next Friday.
Go and watch Neighbours.
If it's happening in